How many of y'all are thankful that our young people get that kind of opportunity in their life? Amen? That's good stuff. That's good stuff. I want you to get this word, Fathers, Happy Father's Day. And I want to thank you all for being great dads in this church. You know, I see a lot of you stepping out and stepping up in those families. And I'm going to tell you, in the last 10 years, I've seen a lot of fathers getting involved in this congregation in the spiritual walk of their children. And I want to thank y'all today, and we're going to celebrate that today, and we're going to say, okay, what is the role of dad to the family? And dads, we got to keep stepping up and going on. Would you agree with me? Dads have to be involved with spiritually engaging the family. And I want to thank many of your fathers. You know what? I'm glad to see a lot of fathers here I see every Sunday. Not just on Father's Day. I see a lot of y'all here every Sunday. You're saying, listen, I want God to do great things in the life of my children. I want God to do great things in the life of my family. I want to see God's blessing. How many of you fathers live with attitude? I want my children to be blessed. Isn't that cool? Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm excited. I love preaching on Father's Day for this reason. I'm a privileged guy. I got two fathers that have done it well. I have a father who art in heaven who does it perfectly. Okay? And I had a father here on earth that did it pretty good. And I think if you can get to pretty good, that's pretty good as a father. What do you think? Dad, we're not going to be perfect. Mom, you're not going to be perfect. But we ought to have a concern that our children would be blessed. What do you think? And so, dads, I can't tell you how important you are. We live in a cultural moment where fathers are not engaging as a whole. Would you agree with me? Let me ask you a question. How much would change if we had fathers who were engaged in making sure their children were blessed? In the Old Testament, as Israel ebbed and flowed, as it experienced great blessing, and then at times when it experienced great wavering, guess what it said? Oh, fatherless nation. Didn't say, oh, motherless nation. It said, oh, fatherless nation, where are you? Daddy, where are you? Well, I want to praise God that many of you daddies are exactly where you need to be. You're in that house. You're blessing that wife. You're loving those children. And you're making sure that your children know Jesus Christ. Daddy, let me tell you, the number one gift you can give your child is a relationship with Jesus. Let me tell you something. That's the only thing that's going to stay with them forever. Think about this. Everything else you give your children aren't going to last. It's just not going to last. You know? You can give your kids some money, and if they're like my kids, that's spent. You can give your kids some wisdom, and that will, honestly, we're going to talk about today, that helps them shape their lives, and that does help them make better decisions. But it is only a relationship with Jesus that will stay with your child forever and ever and ever and ever. Amen. David Duncan, aren't you glad as a dad you got to be in the baptistry 2 weeks ago with your sons? Yeah, I mean, can you tell me, you've had a lot of experiences, can you tell me one better than that? To be able to walk out of a church on Sunday morning and know my children are in the hand of the Lord Jesus Christ, my children are saved, my children are going to heaven no matter what, my children have been connected to heaven. Once that's established, everything else is secondary. What do you think, church? What do you think? I mean, is that really the agenda? Man, daddies, you ought to want your kids to be blessed. That's simply my message today. Bless your children. Go with me to Proverbs chapter 4. I want to show you how important this is. Bless your what? Children. Bless your children. Gabe, one day you're going to have little Gabe. Long time from now, not in the morning, but a long time from now. And guess what you got to do as a daddy? Bless your children. Fathers, the first way that you bless your children is make sure you know Jesus Christ. I want you to really remember these. Make sure you know Jesus Christ. Make sure Jesus Christ knows you. So listen to Jesus Christ. What does Jesus Christ say? He says, Daddy, your sins need to be forgiven. Daddy, you need to be risen and live in the power of the resurrection. And then, guess what? There's some things you need to give your children. I'm going to give you three things in this sermon. They're going to be three different things than they were last sermon because we deal with a lot of grandparents in that sermon. Watch this. Three things, daddies, you need to give your children. First of all, they need to know a relationship with God is priority number one. Okay? Number two, you need to give your children vision and destiny. Vision and destiny. That's a part of the blessing. Vision. Daddies are in charge of vision. Help them see who they are and where they can go and what they can be and who they can be. That's a daddy's job. So if you got a daughter, guess what, daddy? You need to be telling her how beautiful she is all the time. Let me just help you with this. If you don't tell her she's beautiful, some bum gonna tell her she's beautiful. You got it? And I don't want my daughter with a bum. How many of y'all want your daughter with a bum? If you a bum, you ain't never gonna date my daughter. Girls, here's what a bum is. They don't work. You know why they don't work? Somewhere down the line, a father didn't put a vision in their life. Yeah, my father was weird. Guess what? He taught me how to do something at the time I couldn't stand it. Now I am so glad he did. My father, his entertainment on Saturday morning, guess what it was? We didn't wake up and go to the lake. Mm-mm, not my dad. His entertainment was planting trees. Now let me help you with this. When 8 o'clock in the morning, I mean, he's up. He's already had breakfast. I mean, he's all excited about this. I mean, he is pumped to go plant trees. Let me help you with something. When you're 9 years old, you are not pumped to go plant trees. This is not your idea of a good Saturday. Every Saturday morning, we say, we're going to go plant some trees today. Now, I'm supposed to jump up and down going, yippee, we're going to go plant trees. No, but guess what he was doing? He was putting a vision and a work ethic in my life. He was teaching me how to work. And guess what? That was something that's paid off throughout life. Third thing is this. You ready? Remember, you got to love Jesus so you can connect to Him. You got to give Him vision and what? Destiny to your children. And this third thing, man, I'm going to tell you, it works. It's called consistency. If there's one blessing my dad gave me was consistency. I grew up with a weird deal. Most kids don't get to grow up with this today. My father's yes has always been his yes, and his no has always been his no. If he told me it was going to happen, it was going to happen. If I was grounded for a week, that was 7 days with no parole. If he said he's going to tan my rear end, it was tanned over that incident. Now, I know some of y'all probably disagree with rear tanning, but it does keep you out of jail. I'm so glad I didn't grow up in timeout. Because if they had put me in timeout, all that would have led to is a bunch of time in. Mm-hmm. But my father was consistent. And I think we ought to be consistent. Our yes is our yes. Our no is our no. Our word is our word. The truth is the truth. And guess what happens? Our children get blessed by that. Now let me help you, kids. I did not like my daddy at times when he was being consistent. The blessing didn't come until adulthood. But guess what I knew? I knew if somebody said that's the way it's going to be, guess what I kind of figured? That's the way it was what? It's the way it was going to be. So that helps in life. You begin to respect what? Authority and position and things can go well with you. Now here's the heart of God. God wants to bless you, doesn't He? God wants to love you. God wants to put vision and destiny in your life. Let me ask you about this. Is God always consistent? When God tells you something, is it going to be that way? Now, what do you think? When God says, man, this is the way it is that the way it is? Well, let me show you how important that is. When Jesus says you're saved, are you saved? Why? Because He said so. Dads, we need to represent that. We need to represent wisdom. Now go there to Proverbs chapter 4 and you're going to see how God wants to bless you. Y'all got those three things? Daddies, love Jesus. Many of y'all do here. Telling your kids about Jesus. Number two, vision and destiny. Vision and destiny. I'm big on that. And number three, consistency. Consistency. You want discipline? You want discipline in your family? Then you got to be consistent. And I'm telling you, one of the troubling things I see today. Wait, I got an educator here. Eric, you're an educator. If those three things were injected into the high school you have to administrate, do you have a different situation? Oh, yeah. That's what we're missing. That's what we're missing. Watch this. I coach kids, and they're amazed when I say, if you do that, I'm going to do this. And guess what? They do it, and I do what I told them I'm going to do, and they stand stunned because that's the first time in their life they hit a consequence. We don't have consequences anymore. They get in trouble with the law, they go pick up Coke cans for 5 hours. Oh, gee, that really, man, that's tough. I tell you what, you better hope to God I'm never the judge. Because I'll give you what you missed out on when you were five at 15. Because guess what that'll do? Straighten you up. In other words, whoa, there's things in life that are dangerous, and I don't want you to be involved in those dangerous things. I want you to be involved in things that will bring life. How many of you daddies got that kind of attitude in your family? I'm a dad and I want to bring life. I want to bring life to my wife. I want to bring life to my children. I want to bring life to their children. I want to have an attitude, a vision, a concept of bringing life. Now let me warn you, they're not always going to listen. How many of y'all found that, dads? You can sit there and tell your children all these good things and your children absolutely not do any of them. How many of you were children that did not listen to your parents at times? Raise your hand if you've not listened to. Oh my goodness. You know what I found out? The older I get, the more I find out my parents knew something. But at 16, just like my 16, 17 year old, I know nothing. I have not been through anything. I've not had any life experiences. For some reason, when you get 17, isn't that right, Jake? A mysterious mist of all knowledge falls over every 17 to 23 year old. And then as soon as they get married, it starts falling off all the way down into senior adult life, isn't it? Kind of works like this. A young man knows everything, don't they? A middle-aged man knows they don't know much at all. An older man knows they know nothing at all, but they know more than a young man and a middle-aged man. Amen? That's kind of the way it plays out in life. It's called wisdom. I don't know it all, but what I know works. Here's what I know. I know if you'll love Jesus Christ, you are permanently going to be in the best place you can be in life. Number two, I know this. If you desire great things for your children, the power of God's Holy Spirit is going to ride with you and your children are going to come out better. Daddies, you got to step up and be involved. Isn't that cool? And watch this. I see the number one daddy problem. You got to grow up yourself to raise your children. You know, by the time you become a daddy, once you married, you ought to get out of having to be cool anyway. So here's the problem. We got a bunch of dads, they still want to be cool. Now, I am a cool dad. I tell my son that all the time. He looks at me and said, Daddy, you're so goofy. And I said, man, listen, I said, I invented cool before. I told him one day, he was smarting off of me. I said, you know what you were 18 years ago? He goes, now, what was I? I said, you had a tail. Yeah, I said, you're swimming around and not even in existence yet. He goes, what? He goes, you know what you were 43 years ago? I said, you were a tail too. I said, well, at least he's got logic. He ain't got no sense, but he's got some logic. We want to bless our children. What do you want your children to be? You have to discover that with God. Now look what he said. You better want them to be in wisdom. Look at this. Listen, my sons, to a father's instructions. How many of you fathers giving some good instruction out there? Good instruction. How many of y'all are instructing them this? My son, my daughter, fall in love with Jesus. Number one instruction. Because that's going to go with you forever. Here's another good instruction. Give you three good instructions. We're going to do threes today. There's a lot more to this, but these three will get you started. Let your children be who they are. Daddies, if your child is a piano player, man, you go celebrate that child playing the piano. If your child's a dancer, celebrate that. If your child's an athlete, celebrate that. If your child's totally, absolutely an incredible Jesus, you celebrate that. Celebrate who they are and quit trying to make them like you want them to be. Make sense? Celebrate who they are. And you can find this real early. If they're playing like peewee ball and they're tripping all over the place and stuff like that, this is a good sign. They do not have athletic ability. And if they go to the piano and all of a sudden this wonderful rendition comes flying out of their hands, why can't you say this? Man, I'm excited that God gave me a gift of His music in my house. I'm going to bless that. Make sense? My father did that. That's really cool. My brother, I played outside linebacker on the football team. And my brother, his freshman year, played piccolo in the band. Not even a full flute, a half a flute. And my dad was a blessed guy because you know what? My dad said, I can bless my older son who rolls around in the dirt. And I can bless my younger son who brings in music in a great way. He blessed us all. My brothers and sisters, we are nothing alike. You had four of us, and every one of us distinctly different. But you know what my father did? He blessed all of us for who we were. Watch this. He didn't make me be like him. He was a valedictorian. I was happy to graduate. I remember one time he was in there and he and I were jumping up and down because I had made a C in algebra. I said, "Look, Daddy, I made a C." And he said, "Oh, I'm so proud of you." Well, my sister looked and she said, "What if I'd have made a C?" He said, "You'd been in big trouble." He said, "You are capable of making an A." He said, "This could have been an F." See what I'm saying? He's celebrating. Why? He knew to the best of my ability I had worked on algebra. Now, thank God, not one time during preaching I've had to go A times Y equals XY. X. Is it X? I don't know what it was. It never made any sense to me. They'd have questions in there. If the TV screen width is such and such and the length is such and such, what's the what do they call it? Huh? Circumference. See, I couldn't even read the books. Why I couldn't get it. Circumference of the knob. You know what the answer to my question was? Who cares? You see, I was a philosopher. I didn't want to know that. All right? Well, let's look for just a minute. Give them vision and wisdom. Accept them for who they are. And look what the scripture says. Proverbs 4, verse 1. "Listen, my son, pay attention to a father's instructions." Fathers, instruct them to know Jesus. Fathers, instruct them to discover who they are, and you celebrate who they are. You ready? And then here's a beautiful part. "Pay attention and gain understanding." So guess what? Here's the response. If you want your children to pay attention and gain understanding, it's a twofold process I want to continue to bless you in. Give them attention and show them the way. See that? If your children are going to pay attention, then you got to give them what? Attention. By the way, all these people, Daddy, that you're trying to impress, in the end, they won't even know you existed. It's a raw deal. Don't fall sucker to that deal. You know, you walk around, got all these business associates, got all these people. Here's what I've noticed. I got a lot of friends in my life when things are going well. They all want to ride to win. Okay, but when things are going tough, I don't see any of them. Those are called acquaintances. But my family, they're going to ride all the storms with me. They're going to be there to the end. Make a wise investment. Make sense? Don't give your soul to the company, because the company is just waiting to get another sold as soon as you retire. Give the company your hard work, your diligence, your consistency, your fairness, but don't give them your family. Don't give them your family. That's too high a price for any job. So if they're going to pay attention and gain understanding, you got to give attention and do what? Bless them with guidance. And I'm going to give you the last one. Their years ought to go well. How many of you daddies want your children's years to go well? You want them to go well. All right, guess what? I want you to get that desire. I want my child to know Jesus, so I got to know Jesus. I want my child to have a vision. I want them to discover who they are and do the best things they can do in the Lord Jesus Christ. Number three, as a dad, I want to be consistent. I want to line up with the letter of James there in the Bible. I want my yes to be my yes, and what? My no to be my no. Discipline is that simple. My yes is my yes. My no is my no. What's this? My children know that. Now, where did I get that from? Because I knew that from my father. If I say yes, that means we're going to do it. If I say no, guess what that means? No. Now, that doesn't mean I don't get worked. How many of y'all get worked? Our house kind of works like a Congress. I'm the president. Elizabeth, Blake and Clancy, they believe they're the House and the Senate. And what they'll do is they'll go in the kitchen to pass a bill. They all meet. They don't think I know what I'm doing in there. I'm sitting there. I'm on my lazy boy, acting like I'm watching ESPN. But I know they're plotting on me. So they plot on me. And what Blake and Clancy do, they send Elizabeth in there, depending on how we're getting along that week, is which one they send in there. See what I'm saying? Like, sometimes they'll send Clancy in there. They think Clancy's got an edge. Well, he's kind of really, you know, been celebrating. Well, Clancy comes and say, "Do you think we can?" Or then you'll get Blake in there. "What do you think about this?" But most of the time, it's Elizabeth. She'll come in there and she'll say, "We've all thought about doing this and wondered what you thought about it." See, now what I know, the vote's already been made. And I'm going to look like the sucker if I say no. How many of y'all have ever been up against that one before in a family meeting? Yeah. Yeah, they work me. Because guess what they do know, though? They do know this. Daddy's yes is yes, and his no is no. And I remember we had a little incident here just about a month ago. Blake looked, and he said, well, what do you think about me going here? I said, you ain't going. I said, we're not even having a discussion on this. I've raised you better to even ask me such a stupid question. Now, his mom and him had been in discussion on it, because, see, he'll go and work her. He'll go over there, man, and he's like a lawyer. He looked like Perry Mason coming in there, pleading his case, how this is going to be all right. And he goes, so I'm absolutely not going. Oh, I said, oh, you can go, but you won't have a truck anymore to drive. Well, that's not fair. I said, well, what popped in? When have I ever told you that I was concerned about being fair to you? He wadded up and he was mad, but guess what? I didn't have the next day to be involved in a situation that would have been detrimental to his life if things had went wrong. Parents, do you love your kids enough to say no even when they throw a fit? You know how many times I told my father that he didn't care about me? I said, I can't believe you're hampering me like this. I said, I'm just supposed to grow up a little old church boy, never have any fun, never be exposed to the world. He said, yeah. I said, so you're okay with me not being... He said, yeah, I'm fine. He said, there at the end of the table, I'm fine. I said, well, people aren't going to think I'm cool. He said, you're not cool anyway. I'm just helping them come to that conclusion sooner. That's probably why I need therapy. I found out that most people that need therapy were disciplined. No, most people that need therapy never heard that. They never heard that there was a line, there was a consequence, there's a blessing, and there's a curse in life. And the Father in heaven wants you to be blessed. How many of y'all are glad about that? You got a God that says, hey, I want daddies to be blessed, and children to be blessed, and mama to be blessed, and husbands to be blessed, and wives to be blessed, and I would like families to celebrate wide open the great things in life. How many of you are glad to know that's the God we sing to? That's the God we worship. That's the God that's on our side. That's the God, Daddy, that's blessing you. So let's simply do this. If our children are going to follow the Proverbs, listen, my son, to a father's instructions. Pay attention and gain understanding. I want to thank you for this. Pointing them to Jesus. Helping them discover who they are. And being consistent in who you are as a father. So that, watch this. Go to verse 10. Listen, my son. Accept what I say, and the years of your life will be many. What are we supposed to do? Make sure that the years and the life of our children and our families will be blessed, and they shall be what? Many. They shall live well. All right, I'm finished. Did y'all get this? How many of y'all can give every daddy in here just a big old hand clap? All right, amen. Now I'm going to create a new word. It's a new word. Sometimes I need my daddy. I think there's a difference sometimes in a father and a daddy. Amen? Huh? I said father when I'd done something really wrong. But I had a daddy. My daddy and I loved each other so much. And I just want to tell you, fathers, how important this is. That's made every bit of difference in my life. My father stood with me on my wedding day with a bunch of renegades. It was my dad standing right beside. He's my best man. He's the one that stood in there for me. He's the one that gave me wisdom. He's the one that helped me get to that point in my life. My daddy was my best man. And then all my renegade buddies were in line with my daddy. There was my daddy all sophisticated up in a tux, sitting there with that bald head looking all wisdom. And then there was a bunch of people following in the line. They have a lick of sense, including the one standing next to getting married. I laugh when I look at those wedding pictures. I said, there's my sophisticated daddy, who hung around with a bunch of renegade boys. And not only did he give me wisdom, since he had some left over, he shared it with some of my buddies too. And he'd go like, now y'all go tonight and get in trouble. You get down there to jail, don't call me. He said, I know all the judges down there. I'm going to tell them to leave y'all down there for 4 days. Just so you get some sense. What was he doing when he made comments like that? lovingly let us know, I want your years to go well, so don't go get your years in things that will stifle your years. Fathers, your job is not to be recognized. Your job is to bless your family. And guess what? They will recognize God. Tim Young, my brother in Christ, and fellow journeyer in life. We've journeyed since high school together, and that was now for us a long time ago. And these two beautiful daughters, and a beautiful wife, what a better Father's Day gift for you than to walk out of this building knowing that no matter what happens in this earth, my family will always be with Jesus, all of us. Now let me tell you what that is. That's more precious than silver and gold. Amen? If my son ends up getting a good job and making a lot of money, but he knows not Jesus, then he's lived a pretty cheap life. Because that means this, he lived here and died and spent eternity in hell. That's a cheap life. You know what? If he was to not make much money, but yet find Jesus and live in the riches of the kingdom of heaven, and I know on the day that he takes his last breath, or the day that my daughter takes her last breath, they will take their first breath in the heavenly realm forever and ever, then it's been a good family situation. How many of you all truly believe that? Those are the valuable things of life. So listen. Give them Jesus. Give them vision. Be consistent. Just warning, when they're adolescents, guess what they're supposed to do? Not like you. If they like you during your adolescence, it's because you're trying to be their buddy. I mean, they'll like you, but you're going to have moments when you have to say what? No. Because I ask crazy things. I mean, when I was 16, I would ask my parents this. We're just going to drive on out to California. You'd be all right with that? We're going to spend 2 weeks out there and come back. Guess what my parents would say? No, we're not going to do that. Well, I can't believe you don't trust me. Why? My dad not trust me? No, that wasn't the issue. The issue was my father wanted to bless me. And so he tried to keep me away from things that weren't a blessing. Amen? Now, just because you say it doesn't mean they're not going to go jump in it. But I feel a lot better if I've said it before they jump in it. What do you think? And watch this. I try not to do this, although it's a temptation. When you tell them not to do it and they go do it, what do you want to say? I told you so. You kind of want to let them just stay in that pig lot just 5 more minutes. So I say, look, I was right. Like, you get some points for that. But really, we need to bless them. We love them. We help people get restored so that they would live better. Amen? And so that's what we want to work on. All right? Dads, thanks. Y'all are doing a great job here. And let's stand together because I want to give you opportunity to meet Jesus today. You know what? There's some people in the auditorium today that are yet to connect with Jesus. Now listen, don't panic. Trust. This is the good news. How many of y'all know there's great news today at this church? And this is the news. Anybody here can be saved today. Is that not awesome or what? You don't have to be a dad that was raised in church. You just have to be a willing human being. Just like Natalie and Savannah told us today. They said, you know what? You can receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Isn't that neat? Because life moves quickly. Life happens. And your job's to bless. You ready? Today you have an opportunity to come to know Jesus Christ. Some of you have already asked Jesus Christ in your life, and guess what you need to do today as a father? You hadn't been baptized yet. You need to step up and say, you know what? I'm going to step up in my family. I'm going to be baptized. I'm going to be an illustration to my children and to my wife that Jesus Christ is absolutely important in my life. Fathers, you think it's important that you get baptized? Come on. Moms, you think it's important you get baptized? And here's the reason baptism is important. Jesus asked you to do it. Now, I got some of my colleagues, they're so scared they'll offend you all. They're saying, well, we don't talk much about baptism in our church because people get a little squirmy about that. Just want you to know I love you all so much I could care less what you get squirmy over. Our squirminess does not change God's truth. Amen? I squirm over everything Jesus says. Jesus is absolutely not logical sometimes. Look, how would you have felt to have been Noah, living in a desert, never seen rain? You know what I'm talking about, brother? And God goes, hey, I would like for you to build a boat. Does that seem logical? God didn't even get a sailor to build the boat. He got a desert dude. So see, God works impossible things with strange people. And I don't know about you, but that gives me a lot of hope. Huh? Dads, today's your day to give it up for Jesus. Moms, today's your day to come to Christ. Children, today's your day to come to Christ if you need to do that. Second part of this invitation, man, if you just need to come and pray with your family, come pray with your family, all right? All right? How many of y'all have had a blessed day just hearing what God's doing and worshiping together? All right, well, let's pray. Somebody going to get saved right now. That's the good news. Lord Jesus, we thank you for the crowd you brought today, the visitors that are here, the guests that are here, people that are really anxiously wondering if you work, Jesus. And so, Lord, right now we just ask the Holy Spirit to touch us, to begin to open our ears, that we would do what the Scripture says, that we would listen to a Father's instruction. So, Father, right now we want to listen from heaven. If you've never, ever given your life to Jesus, I want to give you this opportunity. Why don't you ask Jesus to come in your life? Here's the way it works. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Forgive me of my sin. I believe you died on the cross and you've risen from the grave. And Lord, I want you to come into my life. So Lord, please, I'm sorry for what I've done. Come into my life and live in me, Jesus. And guess what he'll do? He'll come into your life and he'll live in you and he'll bless you and he'll restore you and he'll give you new life. Amen? Is that not wonderful or what? Maybe you need to be baptized. You hadn't done that yet. I'm just going to ask you right now in the name of Jesus that obedience would be an experience and we'd be obedient to what Jesus asked us to do. Part of that's being baptized. Maybe today you need to just come and pray and say, God, thank you for being with me. Maybe you need to thank God for a great daddy. And you know what? If you had a lousy daddy, I'm sorry, but you got a perfect one in heaven. So go vertical. Watch this. Sometimes dads don't do their responsibilities. Sometimes moms don't do their responsibilities. But let me give you a great deal. God will never fail you as a parent. So instead of looking around at everything that's wrong with your earthly family, go vertical and let God send you the great things from the heavenly realm. Does that make sense? Vision. Destiny. A relationship with Jesus. Consistency. They're all found in Christ. So come now. Listen, God's children. Pay attention. And gained understanding from who? From Jesus. He's speaking. If you've asked him to come into your life, let's come and talk about that beautiful relationship. If you need to be baptized, let's come and let's get baptized today. Let's ask God to come and be a part of our lives in that. If you just need to come and pray and give thanks, come and pray and give thanks. Amen. Lord Jesus, these are your people who you bless people. Lord, I just ask now that you draw us to the altar. And Father, I do pray with all of my heart. If there's any person here that's not connected to Jesus, may today be the day of their salvation. May they not spend one more second headed toward hell. In the name of Jesus. Guess what? Come, blessed folk. Come, people of God, and let's worship him. The altar is released. As you come forward, may he touch you and bless you in all you do. The altar's released. Come on, church. Come on, as you come forward, come with your daddy. Pray with him if you got him here. Come on. In the name of Jesus, just let him touch you. Thank you, Lord.